You found it. Your number one place for free English lessons on the internet. Learn American English with this guy. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review if this podcast improves your English. And now, here's your host, this guy.
Welcome, welcome. I hope everyone is ready to learn some English. In today's English lesson, we are going to be reading a news article from Mozambique. Before we get to that, I would like to say welcome to a new channel member, Martin Lee. This person became a gold channel member, which means the Volley server is available. Check the members tab. Go to Gold Members. You will see a link where you can join us. And I have a little something for you right here.
New member. Make sure you check the Members tab for the Discord, the Members chat, and the bonus videos.
Yeah. So if you would also like to become a member, there is a link at the top. Your name will be in green. You will get some bonus lessons. And if you are a silver member, the Discord server. If you are a gold member, you get all that stuff plus the Volley. All right. So let's get into... No. Hang on. I would like to say hello to some people first. Natalia's here. I saw Iram. I hope I'm saying your name correctly. They said that, well, they said, I love your videos. Thank you. But they also said it was very late where they live. So I know you're going to sleep, Iram, but welcome. This is about the only time I can go live during the week. So I wanted to go live. This lesson is probably best watched at least twice, maybe three times, because we are going to go over some very advanced English. But the good news is I will talk about most of the advanced words. You will get to practice your listening comprehension skills, a native speaker, hopefully speaking clearly without too much of an accent, not too fast, not too slow. And I would like to say hello to Mahmoud's here. Mahmoud, I hope you're doing well. I saw Natalia here from Chile. Hope all is going well in Chile. Stas is here. He's from Denmark. It's late in Denmark. I know. And Noriko is here. How are you? Osama's back. Mozambique, right? Mozambique is in the house. And Canada. Now, it's the same time where I live and where Amina lives. So we're on the same time. Jose, welcome. Hope you're doing well. Jose is from Ecuador. New silver member. Welcome. Cecilia, hope you're doing well in Argentina. I left you a message on Volley. Okay. Cecilia is also an English teacher. She offers private classes. I just don't know if she has any openings, but if you do, feel free to leave your link, Cecilia. She has some great stuff going on in her classes. All right. Some are joining us on Facebook. Hope you're all doing well. But Natalia, thank you. Thank you. She says the best experience is to become a member. All right. Before we get, Freddie Wolf is here. Freddie Wolf is here. I mention France in the next short. I also mention Argentina and Brazil. So let's do it. Yulia. I don't think Yulia ever misses a live. Yelena, how are you? Had to say hello to Yelena. She's not in the lives that often, but she is here. Okay, go to sleep. After the live, this will be about a half an hour. It might be an hour if I keep saying hello to everybody, but I do love seeing... Oh, Luke. He's from Poland. Sorry about Poland being ousted from the World Cup. Egypt is in the house. Welcome. Okay. Mai, hope you're doing well. Let's do this. Yeah, we are also live on Facebook. So Jorge, good to see you, my friend. Rolando, hope you're doing well. Guatemala is in the house. Love it. Love it. Yes, I will be a member when I start to earn my own money. It's a bonus to be a member, but it's not required. 99.9% of the lessons, almost 100 really, they're all free. It's all free here. Let's do it. Canada is in the house. Haiti is in the house. All right. 5 minutes. We need to get to the article. So we are going to be talking about the country of Mozambique. Before we get too far, I would love to show you where Mozambique is located. You might have a different name for this country in your native language, but just so we're clear, let's take a look. That's the whole world, just about. That doesn't really help, does it? Let's zoom in. We're going to zoom in. If you are listening on the podcast, I'm sorry. You can't see this, but we are looking at the country of Mozambique in the middle of the screen. Not that far from the island of Madagascar and the country of South Africa. We would say Mozambique is located in the southeastern part of Africa. So now that we know where Mozambique is located, why don't we start reading the article? And I have the article right here. Big headline. In Mozambique's Gorgonzosa National Park, not just the animals are thriving. And if you notice, the word thriving is underlined. So I thought, that might be a difficult word in English. If you know what thriving means in English and you are here live, feel free to put that in the chat. If not, I do have a little short that I made not long ago. Let me get rid of this. Let me get rid of me. And then I'll put that short on. 30 seconds.
If you want to improve your English or you're taking the TOEFL or IELTS exam, this lesson is for you. Let's talk about the English verb thriving. If something is thriving, it is becoming more successful or it's growing. My plants started thriving once the sun came out. The owner's business started thriving once he decided to stay open later. If you want your English to thrive, maybe you should subscribe. Ooh, that rhymes.
All right, that was a bad dad joke at the end. I hope that worked. I hope you could hear everything. So I went really quickly in that short, but luckily all of the words were on the screen. But what I said in that short to review is that thriving means growing or becoming really successful. So thriving means growing or being really successful. Let's take a look at a couple example sentences. The store started thriving after the owner decided to open on Saturdays. So the owner's business became more successful. We can say the business started thriving, started getting better. How about this? Does anybody grow plants? Well, your plants need water, right? They need good soil and they need sun. If they don't have those things, they will not grow. They will not thrive. Here's a sentence for you. My plants started thriving once the weather became sunnier. Yeah. So a plant could grow, which is fine. But if it's thriving, it's really growing. It's really healthy. I hope your English is thriving because you are watching this channel. Let's get back to the article. Well, hang on. Let's make sure No questions. Flavia, I love your videos. Thank you so much. Thank you for watching. Talia, I wonder if Elon Musk has to travel to Mozambique or Gorongos. I practiced pronouncing that national park. Gorongosa. Gorongosa is how we say it. I don't know if Elon Musk ever has to travel to Mozambique. This week in my native English classroom where I teach 13 and 14 year olds, we talked a lot about Elon Musk. Mahmood, don't feel bad. It's late, I'm sure, in Mauritania. All right, have a good one. Right. Like to hear that, Andreas. Thriving with Mr. Brent. Hey, and you know my name, so you must really watch a lot of videos. I don't say my name too much. I used to say it at the beginning of every lesson. Not so much anymore. Practice your speaking. It's tough. I would suggest a free app like HelloTalk. Yeah, maybe find a partner on HelloTalk. That Natalia says, it's Gorgonzola, right? Gorgonzola. There's a cheese, an Italian cheese that is almost exactly like that. Hopefully I don't have to say it too much. Morgan, thank you so much. My pronunciation is perfect. Okay. Beginner, let me try to go a little more slowly. But, Osama, so many people are saying nice things in the chat. I need to focus. I need to teach. If I read all nice things about myself, that doesn't help you, right? Back to the article. We talked about thriving. So let's get to the first paragraph. And if this is your first time watching a lesson like this, what I do is I read the first paragraph without stopping, and then we will go over the underlined words, which are usually pretty difficult. I will make myself small and the words big. I'm going to be reading in the blue. Wildlife is abundant in Gorongosa National Park. Situated in the center of Mozambique in East Africa, Gorongosa is home to tens of thousands of animals, including lions, leopards, elephants, and zebras. Well, it looks like the first word that is underlined there is abundant. So let's talk about what abundant means. Abundant means lots of something. Lots of something. How about this? I wrote this sentence when I was thinking about plants, I guess, because plants are in this sentence too. The plants were abundant once the sun came out for a few days. So maybe the plants were struggling. Then the sun came out and there became all kinds of plants all over the place. We would say those are abundant. Luckily, snow is not abundant where I live right now. We still have grass. There is no snow at all. Abundant. Hopefully you have, let's see, what could be abundant near you? Hopefully, an abundant amount of books. Yeah, English books. Maybe that is a good way to improve your English. Reading is a great way to improve your English. And you're doing that right here. The next word that was, I thought, pretty difficult, situated. Situated. Let's see what situated means. Situated means to put something in a certain place. Like right now, I am situated in the middle of the screen. Right in the middle. I'm situated in the middle of the screen. How about this? The store was situated next to the fire station. How about this? What if it's really cold at night and you have a fireplace? You want to situate yourself right next to that fire so you can stay warm. How about this? Maybe you are taking an English class, an in-person English class in a classroom. I situated myself in front of the classroom. I wanted the teacher to notice me. Hope that helps. Let's check the chat. Make sure. Hey, Williams is here. Hope you're doing well. Somebody said hi to him. So, oh, there he is. Williams, I am doing well today. Yeah, I agree, Osama. News articles are usually written at a very high level of English. That is so true. And I try to pick the words that might give English learners the most difficulty, but it is a good way to improve your English. Brent, between abundant, ooh, and to abandoned. Okay, hang on. Let's talk about that. Abundant means there is a lot of something. To abandon means to leave something. So it's always sad to hear when parents abandon their children. It's very sad. Sometimes that is in the news. I hope you never abandon learning English. Don't ever abandon that. Yeah, so abundant, abandon. Abundant, there's that hard T at the end. Abandon. Yeah, slight difference in pronunciation. Back to the article. I think we're getting to some animals, which is my favorite part. We talked about abundant. We talked about situated. Now we need to talk about lions, zebras, elephants, leopards. All right, I have a little something for you. Look at that. It's a picture of a lion. Just in case you didn't know what that animal was in English. That is a lion. We call that guy the king of the jungle. The king of the jungle. It's a leopard. Kind of looks like a tiger. I mean, it's a big cat, but a leopard has spots and a tiger has stripes. It's a leopard. Beautiful cat. I would never want to meet one in the jungle because I'm sure it could tear me apart, but it is beautiful to look at. Just a little dangerous. That's an elephant right there. And it looks like a big elephant with a little elephant, maybe a mama elephant and her baby. In English, we call baby elephants calves, I think. Just like baby cows are calves, I think. And that's a zebra. We would say a zebra has black and white stripes. Zebra, elephant, leopard, lion. Just in case you didn't know what those animals were in English. Right, king of the jungle. That's right. Sama says, the lion of the king of the jungle, no one would dare mess with that guy. Uh-uh, I wouldn't mess with him. I wouldn't mess with the leopard either. I wouldn't mess with the zebra. I've seen those things kick. I wouldn't mess with an elephant either. Yeah, I did. I don't know. I don't know. Does the tiger live in Mozambique? I don't know. It is not mentioned. Hang on. Let's bring it up here. It is not mentioned in the article. Just lions, leopards, elephants, and zebras. All right. The next paragraph, I will put that in blue. There is one difficult word there. Well, there are a couple, but I want to talk about one. It is a remarkable sight given the park's history. And the transformation has not only been for animal residents. Transformation, that is a great word to know in English, because a transformation means something has changed. It doesn't have to be for the better. It doesn't have to be for the worse. It just means it has changed. I think I have a definition for you. It's a little long. Transformation means to change in some way. It might be the way something looks. It might be the way something acts, but a big change. So think about the seasons. There is usually a big transformation in the weather going from summer to winter. Summer is usually very hot. Winter is very cold. So over a couple months, there's a big transformation when it comes to weather. Transformation is a noun. Transform is the verb. Somebody just texted me. Is that important? Oh, that's my wife. She said the groceries were just delivered. I'll take care of those after this live lesson. But yeah, we do have a Walmart will sometimes deliver our groceries. We pay a little extra a month, but we save some time because we don't have to shop and they just deliver the groceries. Pretty fancy, huh? All right. How about this in blue? Decades ago. So remember, I am just going to read the entire paragraph and then we will go back to the difficult words. In the blue. Decades ago, Gorongosa was a world-famous park, renowned for its abundant wildlife. You know, abundant. But from the 1960s until the 1990s, Mozambique was rocked by 28 years of war. First, as the country gained its independence from Portugal, and then as a civil war broke out between two main political movements. During the Civil War, Gorongosa was often a battlefield. 95% of the wildlife was either poached by soldiers and local villagers desperate for food or slaughtered for profit. So we have decades, we have renowned, we have abundant again, we have civil war, and we have poached. So let's talk about those words. What about this? Decade. A decade is 10 years. So when they say decades of war, that means 10, 20, 30 years. It was a lot. Less than 100, but more than 10. Decades of war. How about this? Renowned. Renowned means famous. Renowned means famous. Now, I did pick a soccer player. That's what we call it in the United States, a soccer player, a footballer. So a famous soccer player. I wonder which one I picked as an example. Was it Mbappe? No, wasn't. Was it Messi? It was Messi. How about this? Messi is a renowned soccer player. Mbappe is too. Who is your favorite soccer player? Leave that person in the chat. Just write their name in the chat. Who have I not mentioned? Neymar. He's a renowned soccer player. He's pretty renowned. Huh? Ronaldo. Yeah, but I picked Messi just because I had to look out for my Argentinian friends. Sorry. Mbappe, he's renowned too. All right. There you go, Cecilia. Of course, Freddie, right? Mbappe. I believe he is the highest paid, right? He's the highest paid, Mbappe. Oh, uh-oh. There are some names coming up. Uh-oh. Pele, of course, right? Can't forget about him. All right. Messi, favorite soccer player of all time. There you go. I think Argentina is going to do just fine. But if I'm going to, okay. Bold prediction right here for the World Cup final. I think it might be Brazil and France. What? Argentina and Brazil have to face each other in the semis, which will be a fun game to watch. But that might determine the winner there, that game right there. I'm not sure. All right, so what about this next one here? We have to talk about Abundant was a review, but what about Civil War? Oh, I got one more here. George Clooney is a renowned actor. A renowned actor. So remember, renowned means famous. And usually if they're famous, they are good at what they do. So George Clooney is a renowned actor. Civil War was also mentioned. And hopefully you know what war means. I did a whole, lesson on war a few months ago. But a war, probably you know. But a civil war, that means there is fighting within a country. Fighting within a country. So both sides of the war come from the same country. The United States had a civil war in the 1860s. A civil war was fought in the United States in the 1860s. They also talked about poaching in that paragraph. Poaching. And that means illegal hunting. And it looks like my internet might be having a little bit of trouble here. I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble. I'm just going to read what Morgan says. I hope I'm saying your name correctly. Trump is a renowned president with a shh emoji. Uh-oh. Yeah. I think Brazil is going to be very hard to beat. They look good, but who knows? Maybe their competition just hasn't been as tough, but they look good. They look good. Renowned. Osama says renounced. It's a little bit different. If somebody renounces something, that's a little different. If you renounce something, it's almost like you reject it. You say no to it. Okay. Renounced. Right. We got to get Colombia in. We can't forget about Colombia. Oh, Holland. Holland. Let's talk about this. Holland leaves a bad taste in my mouth. So you might hear some people in English say, ooh, there's a bad taste left in my mouth. So that means you were hurt by something. We might say it in a joking manner, but Holland or the Netherlands beat the United States. So there's a bad taste in my mouth after losing to the Netherlands. All right. Let's go back to the article. I have to go pretty soon. Let's see here. Yeah, it could be. Now, remember, a renowned teacher. Hopefully she's talking about me. A renowned teacher. So if there is a teacher that is renowned, they're famous, they're good at what they do. Let me write that one more time on the screen. Renowned. So there's no C in that. Renounced is a little different. So renowned. We were talking about poaching, weren't we? So that is illegal hunting. Illegal hunting. The hunter poached the deer at night. Night hunting is illegal where I live. So once the sun goes down, there are a lot of rules when it comes to hunting. But one major rule is that you can't hunt at night. I mean, you can't see what you're shooting at if it's at nighttime, right? So anytime somebody is hunting at night, it's illegal, and we call that poaching. I almost think I have a picture of a deer. I did have a picture of a deer. Look at, for some reason it didn't show up. I had to drive very early this morning, and I actually saw a deer on the side of the road. I do have a picture I can show you because I made the slide. So the weird thing about deer, if you have one deer, there's no S. That's a deer. But if you have two deer, there still isn't an S. So I saw two deer on the side of the road. Isn't that strange? It's not deers. Deer, singular, and deer, plural. One deer, two deer. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. Pitcher. The way that is written, pitcher, that would mean you are pouring some liquid from it, or we have the game of baseball, and that is the person who throws the ball, pitcher. But we have poaching. We talk about poaching, illegal activity. I'm going to take a sip of water, and I'm going to remind you of a couple things.
If this lesson is helping your English improve, don't forget to tap that like button and share it with a friend who's learning English.
Yeah, so if you could hit that like button, that would be amazing. And share this lesson with a friend who's learning English. So crazy, right, Freddie? Our animal names sometimes pretty weird. One sheep, two sheep. One fish, two fish. One moose, two moose. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. All right, let's do this. More reading. It's a lot of reading here I think I have to do. So I'm going to do my best to read here in the blue and not make any mistakes so you can work on that English listening comprehension. Why don't I put these glasses on so I can see even better? Here we go. 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley first visited the national park in 2008 to follow American entrepreneur Greg Carr, who was devoting himself to returning Gorgonzola to its former glory. At the time, Carr was beginning to reintroduce animals to the landscape. The effort was not without its challenges. Zebras, for example, had to be brought in from Zimbabwe, but that country's political and economic troubles at the time made importing anything impossible. All right, that was that in the blue. I don't think I messed up too badly. Let's go down here a little further. If you see underlined, is that word. In English, we pronounce it entrepreneur. Now, I know that is French, entrepreneur. Hey, Jamie, my wife is home. Entrepreneur. So let's talk about what an entrepreneur is. An entrepreneur is a person who starts a business. A person who starts a business. Entrepreneur. Let's see, check the chat, make sure there are no questions. pitch black. Yeah, it is pitch black out right now. Does that, that doesn't make any sense, right? One moose, two moose, one mouse, two mice. Who invented English? Come on. Right. All right, please have a conversation about business. The English lesson, if I don't go live on Saturday, there will be an English lesson about work, how Americans talk about work. So we will be going over some vocabulary when it comes to business. What an interview might look like, what an application might look like. All right, it is getting very late. I'm suspicious. Natalia is wondering why this man, Greg Carr, was so preoccupied about Mozambique. Was he a wealthy guy? How can he afford this transformation? Natalia, using some vocabulary in there. Transformation. Yeah, so entrepreneurship. So that is another noun. Entrepreneur would be the person. Entrepreneurship would be like the business. Good question. So this guy, Greg Carr, he is, he made a lot of money in the 1980s, like hundreds of millions of dollars. And for some reason, he wanted to, he read about what was going on in Mozambique. He read about the civil war that was going on. And so 14 years ago, he went over to Mozambique to try to make a difference. And even though there was another civil war, there was really bad weather. There was a typhoon that destroyed a lot. He was able to make a difference. He was able to make this transformation happen. Yes, he is very rich. Very rich. Natalia, the beautiful Jamie. I like the way that sounds. Jamie, if you're still watching, I did read the text about the groceries arriving home. Yeah, I will get the groceries. I will get them. They're outside. They're cold. It's probably not going to hurt them. Oh, I need to get going. Jamie is making dinner. I need to get going very soon. I haven't seen Jamie all day. All right, so why don't we have been going almost 40 minutes. That is a really long English lesson. There was a lot of information here. I do want to thank right at the top here, Martin. Let me get that back on there. Martin, for becoming a gold member. I look forward to seeing you in the Volley server there. Thank you so much. I'm going to try to go live on Saturday with a lesson, but if not, there will be a recorded. Things are going down in my house. Things are breaking. There will be a recorded lesson for you about work. One of those two things will happen on Saturday, I promise. Thank you all for joining. I need to go. Adios, amigos.